Salutations! Welcome to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. I'm Chanel, and I'm very pleased that you joined me today, because today we have a very special guest, my daughter Caitlin. Hi, Caitlin.
Hello.
How old are you, Caitlin?
6.
And what grade are you in?
Grade 1.
Do you listen to Peace Out?
Yes.
What do you like best about it?
It could help other people calm down.
Okay, and today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about asthma. Now, Caitlin, you have asthma, don't you?
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about asthma?
Well, I could also have trouble breathing, so that's why I always take medicine, but I don't eat the medicine, I just, like, breathe it.
Thank you, Caitlin. Now, before you go, would you like to do the calm down countdown for us?
Sure.
For this, you can either sit or lie down, whichever is more comfortable. Close your eyes. And while Caitlin counts down from 10, keep your eyes closed and focus on your breathing. You can breathe in every time she says a number, or just breathe at your own pace. Ready?
Seven, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
For those of you who do not have asthma, this is going to give you an idea of how it might feel. Everyone, take a deep breath right now. When you breathe, the air flows through your nose or mouth, down your windpipe, which is called the trachea, and through the airways, which are called bronchial tubes, and into your lungs. And from there, the lungs make sure that the oxygen is absorbed into your bloodstream, spreading to your entire body. For those who have asthma, their bronchial tubes or their airways are extra sensitive. This means when there's a trigger, the airway will become constricted or tightened or inflamed and sometimes filled with mucus. This makes the space very narrow and hard for the air to flow through. Triggers could be different things like being sick, cold weather, allergies, or after running around a lot. Let's all try something right now. Pinch your nose and breathe through your mouth. So far, so good, right? Now with your other hand, make a circle as if you're holding onto a microphone. Bring your microphone to your mouth and breathe only through the hole that you've made with your hand. Do you feel any difference yet? Some of you may, some may not. Now, make that hole smaller and make sure you're only breathing through that hole. Okay, now make the hole even smaller, as if you're holding on to a straw. Breathe only through that imaginary straw now. How did that feel? Now imagine you could only breathe that way all the time. It'd be really tough, wouldn't it? That's why some people need to use an inhaler. The inhaler delivers a medicine that will help open up the airways, which helps that person breathe normally. I wanted to share one breathing exercise that I found helpful And after doing some reading, many others find useful too. It's called belly breathing. When you're breathing from your belly will expand when you breathe in instead of your chest, and then dip in as you breathe out. This is supposed to help you get as much air as possible. Let's try it now. You can stay seated or laying down and place your hands on your belly. Let's pretend your belly is a balloon. What color is your balloon? We're going to inflate your balloon as we breathe in. But when we breathe out, your balloon will slowly deflate. Ready? Remember, when you breathe in, your belly will go out. When you breathe out, bring your belly in. Breathe in now. Feel your balloon inflate. Breathe out and feel your balloon going down. Breathe in, your belly is expanding. And breathe out, your belly is going in. Keep belly breathing at your own pace now. Try to breathe in longer each time and let your breath out slowly, pulling your belly to your backbone. Amazing, everyone. Give belly breathing a try sometime, whether or not you have trouble breathing. If you do have asthma, talk to your family about it, and maybe it's something you can try when you begin feeling short of breath. But of course, make sure you use your inhaler when you need it. And if you have a friend with asthma and see them having trouble breathing, a kind thing for you to do is to offer to go with them to the school office to get their inhaler, or let a grown-up know. Or just sit out of the game for a few minutes with them to keep them company if they want. Being a kind friend is definitely a breath of fresh air for everyone. Thank you for listening, and until next time, peace out and peace within. If you'd like to listen to more Peace Out relaxation stories, you can find them at bedtime.fm/peaceout or on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. Today's Peace Out story was written and narrated by me, Chanel Tsang, with special guest Caitlin Tsang. The super fantastic sound and editing was done by Rob Griffiths. Don't forget to enter our contest on Facebook. We're giving away a $50 Amazon gift card to one lucky winner. Details are on our Facebook page at Bedtime FM. You can enter today and every day until April 1st, 2017. We'll announce the winner on our Facebook on April 3rd, 2017. Good luck, and thanks for helping us spread the word.